Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Los. And we are with Christina Liu in the middle of the Christina Liu Show. And it's always good. I mean, this is the part of the show which we've talked about in the past. Pretty much anything goes. Stuff that's on my mind or Otto's mind or Christina's mind. Stuff that's going on around the town. Upcoming guests. It's kind of a hit and miss kind of I don't mean hit and miss badly. There's no set rule as to what we're talking
right.
about.
What's no a- rules on this show, just to be kind, right? We don't want to be mean on the show.
I got one though. John is a financial man, right? How about this GameStop thing, John? Could you explain that to?
Yeah, I would touch on it for a minute. And being very serious, you know, this has nothing to do with the town or anybody. This is, and not having to do with me.
It's just current events.
Yeah, it's a current event. Yeah. With people making a fortune and losing a fortune, and it's just a disaster. GameStop is a company that was a month ago, $13 a share, $14 a share, and yesterday it hit $500 within a month. And it went from $498, it went down to $112, went back up into the 300s and closed at 193. So if you bought it yesterday at 492, you lost 200 points. Mm-hmm. What's going on? And then AMC, the movie theater, yesterday went from 4 to 20. What they seem to be doing right now, which is nothing more than a game, they're taking companies that are not good companies, and they're ready to go out of business over time, Bed Bath & Beyond. They've announced they're going out of business. So what people do is they sell the stock. They don't own it. They sell the stock in anticipation of it going down. So if I sell the stock at 20, but I don't own it, when it goes to 10, I'll buy it. Now I made 10 points in reverse. Okay, I had to borrow the stock. There's a way to do it. You have to have a margin account. You have to be very suitable for this because you can lose it. And if the stock like yesterday went to 500, you sold it at 20, you got to buy it back. Now I got to buy it at 500 to make good for the stock I borrowed at 20. And what's going on now in these chat rooms, and these are younger people, but then it just took the whole world by storm. They're seeing the names of these companies that basically have short positions, and they're squeezing them. Meaning, if I shorted the stock, I have an unlimited liability. So if I sold it at 20 and it goes to 25, I'm getting a little nervous. It goes to 30, I'm getting scared. It goes to 50, I'm petrified. And that's the seesaw that occurred. So now you have petrified people putting in market orders. The stock was moving 20, 30 points at a time. And then all of a sudden it's satisfied, somebody's playing the game in reverse. And really what it's proving, in my mind, from an investment perspective, and very coincidentally, we're gonna have Peter on next week, which is even more knowledgeable, that as an investor, you have to put together a portfolio that's purposeful for you, not read the newspaper. If you want 5%, 10%, if you need certain monies to live off, that's what you do. You don't start chasing these games, because when this whole thing will wash out, there's going to be so many winners and so many losers. And it's sad. Actually, while I'm talking to you, I'm just seeing where we are today. Today it's up $144 to $338. Now what stock goes? That's almost 100% increase. In a company that, if anybody wants to know what they do, GameStop.
Yeah, it's video games. And
but you have to go to the store. Whereas everybody has those video games.
Yeah, the problem is too, is that, you know, because I mean, I have a little brother, so we spent a lot of time in GameStop, you know, over the years.
Years ago.
And yeah, years ago. But now is, you know, everything is electronic. You know, you don't need a hard copy of anything anymore. Right. You know, it's all like these digital kind of things. So, you know,
GameStop is Blockbuster.
Right.
Years ago.
Right.
Yeah, you don't need Blockbuster anymore because now you get Netflix, you get Amazon, you get whatever you're going to get.
Absolutely.
But you didn't get that. Years ago, you had to go there, you rented it or whatever you did, you played it there. I don't even know what you did.
You could buy, like, it was hard. It was like buying like a DVD or something, you know, okay. And then they had accessories. You know, I said, unfortunately, you know, it's everything now is online, you know, so it makes it, difficult.
You can go on demand or Amazon or it's Netflix just, or,
it's hard.
You know, you don't have to go to Blockbuster, which you couldn't go to if you wanted to, but.
But I think you can get those videos, the games also online, right, Christina?
Yeah. You just like download it. You pay for it and download it right there. Yeah, it's not, you know,
it's not a company that has a future. And that's the shame of it. But then people, you know, I'll get a call. We don't get any calls because we don't do this kind of stuff and people don't pay attention. But all of a sudden, some guy's getting a call at 100. Yeah, we should buy it. They don't know what they're telling the people to buy. It goes to 120, they're happy. But then when they try to sell it, they're selling it for 60. Mm-hmm. But the market goes this fast. You cannot get a real price on it whatsoever.
You know, I'm not a stock buyer, trader, whatever, but I have a small account where I fiddle with a few dollars and with TD America, I'll use a name, all right? And what they do is I got an email this morning that said these 10, 15 stocks were restricted, that they won't trade those stocks. And GameStop and you mentioned AMC, they were on that list.
Yeah, that's that's the problem that's now going on. You know, it's like that this got kind of halted and then created kind of this, like I said, I'm no expert in it, but just from seeing things on the news or whatnot, this kind of created an issue.
But that makes it worse, Otto, because now where you are, you can't do it.
That's true.
Dan is saying, and Dan is right too. It's an attack on large head funds who short for businesses. So what you have is... Good,
this,
you're on,
this
Dan.
Subject,
I was waiting for it, Dan.
Got me going here. Okay, so GameStop, John, the analysis on GameStop is that 60% of its business is dealing with used games, which lot of gamers still like to do. So one analyst has put their existence to go out 5 to 7 years. Now, a company that still has 5 to 7 years that shouldn't be shorted by these big hedge funds. I'm sorry, I support what the Reddit group did and what the kids did over the last couple of days to save a company that they like, that still has some energy in it. And the hedge fund, the problem with these big hedge funds are, and again, I'm taking probably a partially political position here, is that the economics of this country is run by these guys. Mm-hmm. And Main Street and Wall Street are no longer tied together anymore. We used to talk about Main Street and Wall Street. Not tied together anymore. And some of the guys on Main Street were starting to, you know, but what I find more interesting, and I'll get out after this because this does border on politics, is that now that the hedge fund guys are getting a bit of their own medicine, they're whining and complaining to the SEC that there was something wrong here. And there wasn't. It was just the regular guy wanting to get involved in a company that they love. Because, John, I think I've heard you say this, and if I didn't, I'll apologize. Only invest in things that you like.
Oh, I agree.
Don't invest in things that you don't like. And these people, my son being one of them, is a huge gamer.
Yeah.
And he loves GameStop. And just to put a point on this, one of the equipment manufacturers who put out a brand new game this past winter, I'm not going to say which one, included a CD-ROM drive, which means they're committed to physical items still. But yes, all games are now available online. You just download them, you play them, and that's it. And the thing about that is, how the companies the companies make money here is because you can't trade those games in.
Right.
You download them. These physical games will trade in. So there's some analysts that say that GameStop's got 5 to 7 years on it. And for hedge funds to pick on a company that was still viable is disgusting to me personally. Mm-hmm. Me personally.
But, stay, because the other side of it is, and this is where Peter goes along with, that is the definition of capitalism. Anybody can do what they want to make money, but then these guys now want regulations. Yes. They want it so that only they can make the money. And I'm agreeing with you 100%. I explained how it occurs, but it's a disgrace that the billionaire hedge fund managers now, and they will get the laws changed.
Oh, they will. They'll change the rules.
The fact that Ameritrade sent out to Otto that you couldn't do certain things already is an indication that they got phone calls and said, you got to stop these guys.
The further Wall Street gets from Main Street and the average investor, the worse it's going to get. I believe. But anyway, that's my.
But listen, on the positive note, with this whole situation, what I did find is that people on both sides, you know, that I'm friends with on Facebook, you know, that go both political ways, were both really outraged. So I said, this, I have to say, was actually kind of a unifying issue that people kind of agreed on. And I was like, all right, well, that's going to be the silver lining of this, is that it was actually bringing people together who, like I said, are on opposite ends of this spectrum of things. But
oh, absolutely. When Robinhood closed up trading on AMC and another company that I love, AMC, I'll be in the movies again this weekend, and GameStop, when they that's, to me, John, that was a real violation of the ability for capitalism to exist.
I'm agreeing.
People wanted to invest in this company. It's nobody's business to tell me who I invest in and who I don't invest
in. Right, that's the risk you take, you know, and that's the bottom line.
It was collusion, but it was not insider trading. It was just a group of people who said, hey, look, we love the company. Let's try to save it.
Yeah.
It was their form of investing. There's nothing wrong with it. They do it all the time. You're making a bet. I don't do it. I try to tell people to invest, diversify, and have long-term goal. What these guys were doing, they had every right to do it, but they got too close to the bigger guys.
And you're absolutely right. Somebody like me, I need long-term investments for retirement, as opposed to a 25-year-old who said, you know what? I can
take risks. Right.
Put a couple of $1,000 and take a chance.
And that's the problem. The millennials are becoming the largest population, the largest group in the country. And if they decide they want to play in the market, those hedge fund managers are probably going to get a little scared.
Yeah, just one quick one before we go to the break. I have Peter and I are working with a school. We have their pension plan. And last week, I think I probably had 40 Zooms. Last Friday, I wasn't here because we made a mistake and we started them. Anyway, everybody 30 and under has Robinhood accounts or these accounts. And I go, when I was 30, I didn't even have a stock account.
Yeah.
I didn't until I got into the business. But I mean, now
it's so true. All my friends.
You know, in the old days, you had to call your broker had to make the deal for you, blah, blah, blah. That kind of stuff. You just push a few buttons and
You paid a fortune for it. It was expensive.
The reality is
you could just switch around, because all of Jay's workers, they're like 21 that are on, and they all have, they're on their phone and they're just playing around and this, because it's just, they're not putting that much money into it. So you can kind of just do whatever you want. But it's amazing. Cause I was like, when did this happen? I was like, when I was 21, I certainly this was not on my radar.
I think the reality is you can get a 0.5% interest in a bank, or where do you put your money? So, your options are not very big.
I agree. But especially as a senior, your option is never something like this because you lose money.
Exactly.
You could make a fortune, but more likely you're going to lose. But right now we're going to go into our break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.